football here at Mammoth Spring High School. The final conference game for the Lady Bears and the Lady Eagles. Like I said, now the Bears and Eagles will play next week, a makeup game. They'll play on Friday. So if your schedule there, if you're looking, it says the boys are going to play here with Highland on Friday, then that's incorrect. They will be playing at Hillcrest. The girls will be here at home with Highland on Friday. They'll play on Tuesday night, senior night. They'll host the Salem Greyhounds. Ball is in the air. It's tipped and controlled by the Lady Bears. Quickly, they work it underneath to Upton, and she's going to be fouled. Megan got the pass, a nice pass from Lauren Skaggs. Lauren threw that from half court, threw it underneath the basket to Upton. She drew the foul, and that foul is on number 30, Emma Jones. Upton at the line makes the first. What we talked about, neither team can really afford to get in foul trouble. Got a short bench here for both teams. Second shot is up, and it's in. So Upton makes them both. It's 2-0 Mammoth Spring. Also want to mention, we were talking about schedule. If you're looking at the schedule and see Mammoth Spring and Koch on the schedule tomorrow, those games have been canceled. Hillcrest Eagles with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Number 33, Baxter out front. Works it on the wing to Meisner. Back across the floor. High pass. Now back out to Baxter. She kicks it out to Howard. Howard back to Baxter. Good defense here by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears to start this game. So they work it around the outside, the Lady Eagles do, and can't find anything so far against this zone defense. And a steal by Sarah Crow. Sarah, one player to beat, takes it to the basket. Missed the shot, but the follow by Megan Upton is up and in. Megan with four quick points, and the Lady Bears are up 4-0. Quickly back the other way, Callie Baxter. She'll give the ball off to Meisner, back to Baxter. In the corner to number 30, Jones. They work at high post into Howard. Back out. Jumper's up, and it's good. Nice shot there by number 20, Emerson. Gets the Lady Eagles on the board. It's 4-2 Mammoth Spring. Lauren Skaggs will walk the ball across half court. Goes right side into the corner to Vangenhoven. She brings it back out to Skaggs. Lauren. Over in the opposite corner, left side to Graves. Back out to Skaggs. High post now to Crow. Back out. Graves for an open three on the left wing. It's good. Chevelle Graves knocks down the three. And it's 7-2. Mammoth Spring with a five-point lead here early. 2 minutes in the ball game. Kylie Baxter on the dribble. She walks it across half court. Gives it on the right wing. They work it in. Back out. Baxter for three. That's on the way. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Chevelle Graves. Chevelle will give the ball to Skaggs, and Skaggs again will bring it up on offense. Set it up for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Into the corner left side. Goes to Vangenhoven. Nice no-look pass underneath to Megan Upton. And she turns, lays it off the glass for two. Megan now with 6 points in the ball game. And it's 9-2. Mammoth Spring with a seven-point lead. Lady Eagles with the basketball. They work it around the outside, trying to find an opening here against this good zone defense. Graves on Baxter. Pass down low to Jones. It's off her hands. Chased down in the corner. Now tipped and stolen. Now stolen back by the Eagles. Jumper's on the way. It's good. Number 24, Emma Howard. Ball bounced right to her. She turned around at the free throw line and made the jumper. Skaggs will bring it back up the floor. Again, they go left side to Vangenhoven on the wing. Back out to Skaggs into the corner. Vangenhoven for three. Off the rim, no good, and we got a push and a foul. And you got Chevelle Graves as she pushed the Lady Eagle player out of the way, trying to get that rebound. 9-4, 5:01 left to play in this first quarter. Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest. Hillcrest with the basketball. Kylie Baxter, top of the key. They work it into the corner to Jones. Jones pass in the middle is knocked away again. Good defense for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I believe Sarah Crow got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Lady Bears set up the defense. Inbound play for the Lady Eagles. The ball's loose, picked up by the Lady Eagles. Jumper on the way is good. Number 20, Molly Emerson. Emerson now with 4 points in the ball game. 3-point ball game, 9-6, 4:34 left to play first quarter. Lady Bears with it. Graves trying to work it in the middle to Upton. Upton fires it up for and puts it in. Megan Upton off to a quick start. She's got 8 of the first 11 points for the Lady Bears. And it's a five-point lead. Emerson with the basketball gives it to Jones in the corner. Three-pointer in and out, no good. And Crow reaches up, pulls down the rebound. She'll hand it back to Lauren. Lauren gets it across half court. The pass in the middle is tipped and stolen. And we're going to have a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Emerson made the steal, was headed the other way. So that foul was on number 33, Shelby Vangenhoven, her first. Kylie Baxter on the dribble, stands out between the circles. Top of the key, thought about the three, didn't take it. Pass inside's knocked away. Picked up by the Lady Eagles. Pass in, Upton knocks it loose. Into the hands of Skaggs, off to Vangenhoven. Shelby pushing the ball down the middle of the floor. Stops the dribble, gives it in the corner to Graves. Graves goes baseline. Bounce pass underneath to Crow, and she's going to be fouled. Good passing to the Lady Bears. Working that ball into middle, not settling for that three that time. Vangenhoven will trigger the ball in, brings it in to Skaggs. Skaggs underneath to Vangenhoven. Shelby turns, nice bounce pass off to Upton. She'll put it up off the glass for two. Megan Upton already in double figures with 10 points, and it's 13-6. Mammoth Spring with a 7-point lead. Kylie Baxter on the dribble, gives it off to Meisner. They work it back out to Baxter. Baxter at the free throw line, kicks it off to Emerson. Emerson looking inside on the dribble. Comes back out now to, I can't see across, there was Baxter. Now back out to Emerson. She'll fire for three and she'll knock it in. Emerson has been the offense so far. She has seven of their nine. It's been a one-on-one show right now between Emerson and Upton. Emerson with seven, Upton with 10. And the Lady Bears lead by four. With the basketball inside, Upton missed the shot underneath. Got a little bit too far underneath the goal. Rebound pulled down by Hillcrest. Hillcrest quickly back the other way. With the basketball, Baxter out front, drives down the lane, kicks it out. Back out to Howard, now to Emerson. She thought about the three. Kicks it back out to Jones. Jones back to Emerson. They quickly jump out on her. Around to Baxter. Baxter back out to Emerson. She's looking into the high post, nothing there. Gives it to Jones. Her pass is deflected by Skaggs. Good job by Lauren. Lady Eagles moving the ball around the outside. Now they work it in, back out to Emerson. Back over to Jones. Jones pass almost too high, but Baxter managed to get a hold of it. Shot on the way is no good. Long rebound. It's going to be tipped. And it's going to go off the Lady Bears and out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillcrest. Mammoth Spring leading Hillcrest by four, 13-9, a minute 58 left to play first quarter. Kylie Baxter walks it into the front court. Picked up there by the Lady Bears. They swing it around. Emerson for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by Upton. Upton turns, gives it off to Skaggs. Lauren will push the ball up the floor. Skaggs to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven high post. Nice pass from Crow to Upton, who cut that baseline after Crow caught it in the middle. 12 points now for Megan Upton. And a nice assist for Sarah Crow. With the basketball, Jones is going to fire the long one. It's good. They said it was a two-pointer. She was standing inside the three-point line. And it's 15-11. Mammoth Spring with a four-point lead still. Lady Bears bringing it up the floor. Upton has it in the corner. Her pass in the middle to Crow. Crow put it up and in. So she returned the favor. Sarah gave her a pass to easy two last time. She gives it back to her on that trip down the floor. Pass over to number 32. That is Meisner, and she was fouled. I think they're going to get Sarah Crow for the reach in. Sarah called for the foul, her first. Lady Eagles will inbound. Looking to come in. They bring it in to Howard. Howard turns on the dribble, picks it up, comes back out to Baxter. Baxter across to Jones. Jones with it. Gives it back to Meisner, and it went right off her hand and out of bounds into the Lady Bear bench. Shelby Vangenhoven will inbound the basketball, gives it over to Skaggs. And Lauren will walk it up the floor. Looking at this zone defense here for the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Out to Vangenhoven. Shelby, her pass is tipped, picked up by Lauren Skaggs. Back over to Graves. Down to 23 seconds. Mammoth Spring going to play here for the final shot of the quarter, leading by six. Sarah Crow has it out above the three-point line. Gets it back across to Skaggs on the right wing. Back over to Vangenhoven. She's open for three. It's on the way. And it bounced off the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll be Hillcrest basketball, 7.6 seconds left in the quarter. Lady Bears going to make them work a little bit to get it across half court. On the drive, the ball's loose, and that'll be the end of the quarter. Your score, 17-11. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we get set to start the second quarter. Lady Bears leading by 6, 17-11 over Hillcrest. Hillcrest will have the basketball. Baxter has it out front. That's Kylie Baxter. She'll give it on the wing to Emerson. Emerson with 7 first quarter points. Off to Meisner. Meisner on the left wing. Back right wing to Emerson. To Baxter. Back to Emerson. They play catch with it on the outside. Now Meisner drives, lost her balance. The ball's picked up by Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby pushing the ball up the floor, drives in. And there's going to be a blocking call on the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. I believe they're going to get Emerson, number 20. Molly Emerson's first is going to send Shelby Vangenhoven to the free throw line. First free throw for Shelby is off the rim, no good. Shelby will set for the second, trying to build on this six-point Lady Bear lead. Mammoth Spring has led this game from the start, never trailed. Shelby makes the second. And it's a seven-point lead, 18-11. With the basketball, Kylie Baxter goes to Meisner on the left wing. Her pass back to Baxter. She dribbles in, now kicks out to Emerson. Emerson's pass almost picked off. Lady Bears extending that defense on out. Emerson's going to fire the three. It's good. She's a shooter. That's her second three, and she's in double figures now with 10 points. It's a four-point ball game. Mammoth Spring, most of their points have come inside. 12 points for Megan Upton, and it's all been layups. With the basketball, Chevelle Grays drives to the basket, puts the shot up on the run. Tough shot, gets it to go. Chevelle now with 5 points in the ball game. She hit a three in that first quarter, early in that first quarter. Meisner has it left wing. She'll come top of the key to Baxter, around to Emerson on the right wing. She drives in, and she's going to be fouled. Sarah Crow may have got her second there. We talked about nobody, either team, can afford to get into foul trouble here. Sarah picks up her second foul. And that's going to get Tessa Harper into the ball game. Excuse me, Tessa Smith into the ball game. Smith checks in. And Sarah will sit down with two fouls. At the line, Emerson sets for the free throw. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. She missed them both. Lady Bears up and controls the board. And they'll bring it up the floor. Tessa Smith has it in the corner, drives in, lobs it into Upton. Upton turns, puts the shot up. Oh, it rolled off the rim, no good. That ball was halfway down and come back out. Emerson on the dribble. She stops now. She'll hold it up. Three white shirts in front of her. She's going to try to go to the wing. Kicks it over to Meisner. She'll fire for three. That's in and out, no good. Upton pulls down the rebound. She'll hand it off to Lauren Skaggs. Lauren running the point, the sophomore. Dribbles across half court. Gets it in the corner to Smith. Smith dribbles baseline. Hands off to Vangenhoven. Back out to Graves. Graves drives to the basket. Oh, off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, and that's going to be a foul on Chevelle Graves, her second. So Lady Bears getting in some foul trouble here. Chevelle just picked up her second foul. Sarah Crow on the bench with two fouls. And 5:41 left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Baxter crosses half court. Her pass is way too high and goes out of bounds on the sideline right over the Lady Bear bench. Vangenhoven will inbound the ball to Skaggs. And Lauren again will walk the ball up the floor. Lady Bears taking their time here on offense. They lead it by six. Vangenhoven has it top of the key. Back into the corner now to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside out to Graves. Around to Smith. Smith to Vangenhoven as they play catch with it out above that three-point line. Back to Skaggs. Now over to Graves. She's open. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the rim. No good. Rebound by Skaggs. Back up. No good. Fight for the rebound. And, oh, they're going to get Upton for a foul. That's a tough one. She had a hold of the ball. And when she let go, the girl for Hillcrest fell down. Megan picks up her first. That's the sixth foul now on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The next one will be the 1-1. With the basketball, Baxter trying to get free. Graves all over playing with two fouls. She's got to be careful. Back out to Baxter. To Meisner. Meisner's going to fire the three. It's on the way, and it's good. They said two-pointer. Had a foot on the line. Just a two-pointer. Her first two of the ball game. But that makes it a four-point ball game, 20-16. Hillcrest hanging around here. Mammoth Springs, Shelby Vangenhoven has it right corner. She'll bring it back out to Skaggs. Good screen set there by Tessa Smith. Rebound inside by Upton. Back up and in. Megan Upton having a big game. She's got 14. And the Lady Bears lead it by six, 22-16. 4:14 left to play first half. With the basketball, Howard, she'll kick it out to Baxter, back out to Emerson. Emerson on the dribble, backs it back out, now gives it to Meisner, who just hit a long two. Back to Emerson, pass into Howard. She'll fire the jumper up and in. Howard shot twice, she's made two. 22-18, it's a four-point Mammoth Spring lead with 3:47 left to play in the half. With the basketball, Vangenhoven out front. Works it around to Skaggs, to Vangenhoven. Underneath to Upton, and Upton lost it out of bounds. Megan had an open lane to the basket, but just lost it. And Coach Small wants a timeout. Timeout taken, 22-18, Mammoth Spring by four. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears holding on to a four-point lead. And a little bit of foul trouble, as we said. Chevelle Graves and Sarah Crow both with two fouls each here in this first half of play. So they've got to be careful. Neither team, like we said, has a very lengthy bench. Only seven players for Mammoth Spring, only six for Hillcrest. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Megan Upton pulls down another rebound. Megan done a good job controlling the boards here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. With the basketball, Vangenhoven has it out front, gives it back to Skaggs as they set up the offense. Into Vangenhoven, back out to Graves. She's going to fire a three. That's off the rim, no good. Oh, and Upton just picked up her second. Megan trying to get that rebound, came over the back. So now three of the Lady Bears starters with two fouls. Megan's got two, Chevelle's got two, and Sarah's got two. At the line, Emerson will shoot the free throws, trying to cut into this four-point lead. First one is on the way. It's good. Hit the back of the rim, bounced straight up, and fell through. Molly Emerson now with 11 points in the ball game. She is the leading scorer for Hillcrest. Second shot did the same thing. That must be the way she shoots it. Hits the back of the rim, bounces straight up, and falls straight through. 22-20, it's a two-point Lady Bear lead. Skaggs, they throw it away as Vangenhoven tried to work it into the post, and it's stolen by the Lady Eagles, and they can tie it up or take the lead with a long one. Baxter with the basketball, gets it out to Emerson. Emerson. Pass inside, the ball's loose, stolen by Lauren Skaggs. Lauren quickly pushing the ball across half court, looking up the floor, gives it to Graves, back to Skaggs, underneath to Upton, she'll turn, puts a shot up off the rim, no good. Lady Bears had a chance there. All the way at the basket, shot up and in by Baxter, and we're tied now at 22. The Eagles have come all the way back. They trailed by as many as 8 here in this ball game. Lady Bears. With the basketball, they'll walk it across half court. Upton has it out on the wing above the three-point line, gives it to Graves, over to Skaggs. She's open for three, and it's good. Lauren Skaggs, first shot of the game's a three, and it's a good one. And the Lady Bears are back in front by three, 25-22. Emerson with it. She'll come out to Baxter. Kylie backs it back out. Down on the baseline. Pass is stolen by Graves. Chevelle. Weaving her way through traffic. She's got a lot of red shirts in front of her. Did a good job backing it back out. Lady Bears with it. Vangenhoven gives it out to Skaggs. Back to Gray. She's going to fire for three. That's on the way. Long rebound is chased down and out of bounds. Nobody touched it, so it'll be Hillcrest basketball. 25-22. We're down to a minute 22 to play here in this first half. Mammoth Spring leading Hillcrest. Kylie Baxter running the point for Hillcrest, has the ball out front. Pass in the middle, stolen by Skaggs. Skaggs up the floor to Graves. Chevelle racing to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Chevelle Graves now with 7. And the lead's back out to 5 now, 27-22. Good defense there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Down to 55 seconds to play. They want to manage to get out of this first half without anybody picking up any more fouls. With the basketball, Emerson out front. She's going to shoot the three. It's off the backboard, no good. Rebound, shot no good. Tessa Smith with the rebound, hands off to Skaggs. Lady Bears fortunate they avoided another foul there. With the basketball, Skaggs dribbles across half court, goes to the corner to Smith. Back out to Skaggs. They work it in to Upton. Upton shot is blocked, gets her own rebound, back up and in. Megan Upton now with 16 here in the first half. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 7, 29-22. With the basketball, outside Emerson works it to Howard. Howard, free throw line, dribbles down to the baseline. Shot back up by Emerson is no good. Rebound by Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven throws it the length of the floor, and it was too late anyway, and it was a little short. 29-22, your score at the end of the first half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 7. We'll take a break. Back with more from Mammoth Spring High School in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School at half. And the cheerleaders are doing a dance routine here at half. They've got a big present in the middle of the floor. They're going to unveil the new Bear mascot here in just a few minutes. And there he is, a bright blue bear wearing a white jersey. He replaces the old brown bear who they did a little skit with earlier where he left the building. So they've got their new mascot getting ready for district play, I guess. We're at the half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by 7, 29-22. And we'll take a look at your scoring through the first half of play. The Lady Eagles out of Hillcrest led by Molly Emerson. She has 12 first half points. And then, let's see, we've got 4 points for Emma Howard and 2 apiece for Kylie Baxter, Ashlyn Meisner, and Emma Jones. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, it was Megan Upton leading the way in that first half with 16 points, and then 7 points for Chevelle Graves, 3 for Lauren Skaggs, 2 for Sarah Crow, and 1 point for Shelby Vangenhoven. Lady Bears got in some foul trouble in the first half. They've got 3 players with 2 fouls each, Sarah Crow, Chevelle Graves, and Megan Upton. So they've got to avoid foul trouble. We talked about it. Both these teams have a short bench, only 7 players on the roster for the Lady Bears, only 6 for the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. Again, we are at the half. Your score, 29-22. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are leading the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. We'll take another break. More from Mammoth Spring High School in just a couple of minutes on Ecom Sports.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School at the half. It's 29-22. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room, getting ready for our second half of play. We want to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance of Thayer and Highland, Legacy Auto Body of Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bears one half away from wrapping up the conference season as they get ready for district play. Now, they do have a couple of more non-conference games to play here to wrap up the season. Lady Bears will be playing Tuesday night at home here on senior night as they take on the Salem Lady Greyhounds. And then on Friday, they'll host the Highland Lady Rebels. That's how they'll finish out the season. Again, reminder, we have boys basketball a little bit later on. The senior boys will take the floor. And after the girls get done, junior boys will play. And then we'll come back for the senior boys contest here on K-Country 95. Now, the senior boys also getting ready to wrap up conference play, but they'll do that next Friday because of the Hillcrest game that was scheduled earlier had to be postponed. So they're going to have to make that up on Friday of next week. They'll play Hillcrest two times in a row. They'll play them tonight and then play them again next Friday at Hillcrest. So these two teams will get to know each other real well as they head into districts. And wouldn't that be something if they match up first round of district play? We'll have to see how that turns out. 2:33 left in this halftime break. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears led at the half by Megan Upton with 16 points. Molly Emerson leads the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles with 12 points. One more quick break. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Coach Scott Small got his team gathered around him here in front of us at the bench as they get ready to go with the second half of play. Opposite end of the floor, the Lady Screaming Eagles are talking things over. They did come back after trailing by as many as eight. They tied it up at 22, and then the Lady Bears went on a 7-0 run to end that first half and lead it by seven, 29-22. They'll run the final few seconds here off the clock as we get set for basketball. Again, reminder for those of you that may have been planning on coming down and watching Mammoth Spring and Kosh play tomorrow, that game has been canceled. They will not play that tomorrow night. So if you come down here, you're probably going to find an empty gym. 25 seconds and we'll be ready to go as these teams continue to huddle here on the sideline. And we're expecting an exciting boys game a little bit later on, so be sure and stick around for that. Like I said, we'll take a break in between games. If the senior girls are finished, and we'll take a break as the junior boys play and then come back for the senior boys contest. And we are ready to go. Same five starters for both teams as they take the floor. Lady Bears have it here to start the second half. Lauren Skaggs will walk it into the front court, goes into the right corner to Vangenhoven. She's looking inside, dribbles back out. Her pass is tipped and going to be picked up and out of bounds off of Vangenhoven. Well, not a good start for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Turnover gives it to the Lady Eagles. And Baxter will head into the front court. Gives it on the wing to Meisner. to Jones, out to Emerson. Emerson with a good first half. She's going to take a long three-pointer, and that was a little too long because she came up short, and that ball went out of bounds and an air ball. Mammoth Spring basketball. Played 30 seconds. Nobody's hit the rim yet. Lady Bears turned it over, and the Lady Eagles shot an air ball. Skaggs with it, works it into the corner to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven trapped there, works it into Crow. Crow, nice pass underneath to Upton for an easy two. A beautiful pass there by the sophomore, Sarah Crow. 18 points now for Megan Upton. Into the corner, Jones back out to Emerson. Back to Jones, right wing. Now into the corner to Meisner. Meisner trying to get free from Vangenhoven. Bounce pass across the floor, picked up by Emerson. Her shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby will give the ball out to Skaggs. 9-point Mammoth Spring lead, their biggest of the ball game, 31-22. Vangenhoven, one dribble, brings it out to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside, back to Vangenhoven. Three-pointer on the way. Ooh, off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, by Chevelle Graves. She brings it back out to Skaggs. They work it in. Upton picks up the ricochet on the pass, and the ball's knocked loose, and they said off of Upton's leg, out of bounds. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Graves shooting into the passing lane, trying to make a steal, fell down, and the Lady Eagles are headed the other way. Pass is tipped and stolen by Mammoth Spring. Vangenhoven with it. She brings it into the front court. Shelby on the dribble, and it's stolen there by the Lady Eagles. Emerson off to Baxter. Baxter trying to get around Skaggs. Back out to Meisner. Back to Baxter. She'll fire the jumper up and in. Two-pointer for Kylie Baxter. She's got four now. And the lead's down to seven, 31-24. Bears got to take better care of the basketball. They've had a couple of turnovers here to start this second half. Lady Bears with the basketball. Skaggs over to Upton. Upton looking inside, back out to Skaggs. Now to Graves. Graves open for three, off the rim, no good. Long rebound, going to be chased out of bounds. And on the baseline, Emerson stepped out. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears, Shelby Vangenhoven will trigger the ball in on the baseline. Looking to come in, still looking. Brings it out to Skaggs, back to Vangenhoven in the corner. Try to work it in and do now to Crow. Sarah turns, puts it up, can't get to go. Rebound pulled down by Howard. Off to Baxter. Kylie pushing the ball up the floor into the middle of the lane. Drives to the basket. Shot up too hard. Rebound by Sarah Crow. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will head back the other way on offense. Graves with it. Back over to Skaggs. Lauren over to Vangenhoven. Nice no-look pass back inside. Now, she did that in the first half. Shelby kind of dribbling one way, looking back the other. Finds Upton underneath. Megan now with 20. 33-24. It's a 9-point Mammoth Spring lead. Meisner with Vangenhoven on her. Brings it back out to Emerson. She picks up her dribble. Gives it to Baxter on the right side. Excuse me, left side. Now they go right side to Meisner. Her shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. And Megan Upton just turned and slung. She had the ball. She just turned strong with it. And Emerson went flying. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. They called the foul on Emerson. Her second. So Molly Emerson called with the foul. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. They'll bring it across half court. Sarah Crow gives it to Vangenhoven. Back out to Crow. They swing it around the outside. Skaggs with it. She's looking inside. Gives it to Vangenhoven. Back to Shelby. Shelby for three. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound by Emerson. Molly pushing the ball down the left side. Pass is 2-4 in front of Baxter. It's going to go out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Eagles. So Mammoth Spring will get it back. Shelby Vangenhoven will trigger the ball in to Skaggs, and she'll bring it up the floor. Lady Bears have never trailed in this ballgame. They were tied at 22 with about 2 minutes left in that first half, but then went on a 7-0 run. Skaggs open for three. Shot on the way is off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Emerson. She's got Meisner in front of her, and Meisner traveled. She hit her a little high with the pass, and before she could get it down, she'd already took two or three steps. The turnover gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Down to 3:40 to play here in this third quarter. Lauren Skaggs walks it across half court, gives it to Graves on the right wing. They work it high post. The ball goes, right off the hands of Megan Upton and into the hands of the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. With the basketball, Baxter gives it to Meisner. Meisner picks up her dribble. You got Skaggs all over the ball. It's tipped and stolen. Chevelle Graves with it. Chevelle racing up the floor all the way to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Chevelle Graves using that speed, outrunning the defense. She's got 9 points now. And it's an 11-point lead, the biggest of the ball game. Meisner with it on the right wing. Bounce pass in the middle to Baxter. And Crow had to let her go because she's got those two fouls. Didn't want to pick up a third one. And Coach Small wants to call a timeout. 35-26, Mammoth Spring by 9 over Hillcrest. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Still in the timeout. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading 35-26 over the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles. Megan Upton leading the way with 20 points for Mammoth Spring. And it is Molly Emerson with 12 points to lead the Lady Eagles. The referee comes over to tell them, get back out on the floor. We're ready to go. That's what he's saying. And the coaches have other ideas. They're still talking. They want to get all their instructions to their players. Now they're ready to go. And it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. They'll bring it the length of the floor. The referee dropped the ball and started counting. Bears got to hurry up and get up here and get the ball and get an inbound, and they do. Count is on. They'll cross half court well before the 10 count. Skaggs gives it in the corner to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven's pass is stolen by Baxter. Baxter back into the center of the floor, goes down the lane, shot up off the glass is good. Kylie Baxter with a nice steal and layup. She's got 8 points. And the Lady Bears lead is down to 7, 35-28. High post to up, then into the corner to Vangenhoven. She was open, didn't shoot the three. They work it onto the baseline to Crow. Nice pass from Sarah Crow and a nice cut from Lauren Skaggs. Lauren gets her second field goal. She's got 5 points. And the Lady Bears lead is back out to 9. 37-28 with 2:02 left in this third quarter. Emerson outside, guarded by Skaggs. Tried to drive down the lane, and that ball is off the foot of the Lady Bears number 10. They called a foul on number 10, I should say. Lauren Skaggs called for the foul. Her first. And it'll be Hillcrest basketball on the sideline in front of their bench. Jones will take the inbound, gives it right back to Emerson. She'll dribble back out, gives it to Baxter. Now to Jones on the right wing. Across the floor to Meisner. Meisner underneath to Baxter. She couldn't get it to go, and Crow pulls down the rebound. Sarah hands off to Vangenhoven. Shelby crosses half court on the dribble. Back over to Skaggs. Lady Bears on offense, leading by 9. 37-28, Graves has it left wing. Back out, they swing it around now right side to Vangenhoven. She drives baseline, holds up after a couple of dribbles, and her pass out is stolen, and then stolen back by Chevelle Graves. Chevelle with a nice defensive play to get that ball back after the turnover. Lauren Skaggs, and her pass is just out of the reach of Upton and out of bounds. So another turnover now on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, who lead it by 9, 37-28. A minute 11 left in the third quarter. Inbound play. Baxter's going to bring it up the floor. She'll go right side to Meisner. And the ball is stolen by Upton. Upton up the floor to Graves. Graves to the basket. Her shot blocked. Picked back up by Upton. Back up and in. Megan now with 22 points in the ball game, and it's an 11-point lead again, matching their largest at 39-28. Steal by the Lady Bears. Graves headed to the basket, puts it up off the glass for two. Chevelle Graves now in double figures with 11. 41-28. 31 seconds left in this third quarter. Mammoth Spring up by 13. Howard will fire the jumper. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Kylie Baxter for Hillcrest. So Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. 23.7 seconds left, third quarter. 41-28, Mammoth Spring by 13. Lauren Skaggs with the basketball. Out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven holds. Hands it off to Sarah Crow. Sarah out above the three-point line. Works it around to Skaggs on the right wing. And her pass is going to be stolen by Baxter. Not a good pass. Baxter will take it to the basket for two. And now Kylie Baxter in double figures with 10. Oh, a steal in the basket after the buzzer. So at the end of three quarters, your score 41-30. Mammoth Spring by 11. We'll be back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring leading Hillcrest by 11, 41-30. Hillcrest with the basketball. Baxter gives it to Jones on the wing, to Emerson. Over to Howard, back out to Jones. Jones is going to be fouled. They're going to get a foul on Lauren Skaggs. For Lauren, that's her second, but just the third on the team. Four Lady Bears with two fouls apiece. Inbound play, Emerson takes it. She turns, looks at that zone defense. Picks up the dribble, now she needs help. Gives it back to Baxter. Kylie Baxter with the basketball, goes on the wing to Jones. Back out to Emerson. Emerson back to Jones as they play catch with it out above the three-point line. Drives in, and that's going to be a foul on Sarah Crow. That'll be Sarah's third foul. Sarah got in foul trouble in that first quarter, had to set a large part of the first half of basketball. She'll stay in now, though, with 7:31 left in the ball game and three fouls. Inbound play, and that's going to be a jump ball. It'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Good defense by Shelby Vangenhoven. Got both hands on the ball, tied up the offensive player. Chevelle Graves on the dribble, crosses half court, dribbles into a double team. Pass off to Upton, down low to Crow. Nice play. Sarah Crow turns, puts it up off the glass for two. Her second field goal. She's got 4 points. And the lead's back out to 13, matching the biggest lead of the ball game. With the basketball. Shot on the way by Emerson is short. Goes out of bounds. Saved back in. Picked up by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Shelby Vangenhoven. She'll give the ball off to Lauren Skaggs. And Lauren fell down with it, picked up by Baxter. Baxter's going to shoot the layup. Baxter now with 12 points in the ball game. It's an 11-point Mammoth Spring lead. Chevelle Graves, her pass is going to be... Oh, they're going to call a foul on Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby now with two fouls. So every one of the starters with at least two fouls. Crow has three. That's the fourth foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Still lots of time left in this ballgame. 6:39, just an 11-point Mammoth Spring lead. They built this lead, just unable to pull away with it. Hillcrest keeps hanging around. Emerson, her pass is stolen by Crow. Good job by Sarah. Jumped into the passing lane, drives in, puts the shot up, and draws the foul. Emerson going to be called for her third. And that's going to send Sarah Crow to the free throw line. Sarah will shoot two here. The first one is on the way, and it in and out. And ball halfway down and bounce back out. So Sarah will wait for the second here. Couple of dribbles, bends the knee, shot on the way. It is good. Sarah Crow with 5 points. Mammoth Spring back up by 12. Baxter pushing the ball down the middle. Shot on the run is good. Kylie Baxter now with 14 in the ball game. She's come alive here in this second half. With a basketball, Vangenhoven driving in. She's cut off, pulls it back out. Back out to Skaggs. Back to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven into the post to Upton. Nice little turn and shot, little scoop shot there by Megan Upton. She's got 24. 46-34, Mammoth Spring by 12. Emerson on the dribble, and she's going to be fouled. Chevelle Graves just picked up her third. Lady Bears now with their fifth foul here of the second half. Emerson with the basketball. Bounce pass underneath. It's too hard. It's going to go out of bounds. But they said it was touched by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So it will belong to Hillcrest. Lady Eagles will have the basketball here, inbounding, down 12. Shot on the way is good. Long jumper by, who was that? That was Emerson. Emerson now with 14. She has 14. Baxter has 14. Two leading scorers for Hillcrest. Nice pass. High post down to the low post. Sarah Crow turns, puts it in. She's got 7 on a nice feed from Megan Upton. Lady Bears keeping this lead here in double digits at 12 right now, 48-36. With a basketball, Baxter. They work it inside, back out to Baxter. She thought about it, gives it to Meisner. Meisner, bounce pass over to Emerson. Emerson across the floor to Baxter. They swing it around the outside. The ball's loose on the floor, and oh, there's a good tackle there as Lauren Skaggs took the legs out from under Emerson, I believe it was. It was going for the ball. Referee giving them time, make sure everybody's okay. That'll be Lauren's third, 6th on the team, so the next one is the 1-1. 4:51 left to play in the ball game. With the basketball, Kylie Baxter walks into the three-pointer, shoots it. It's off the rim, no good, and the ball's going to go out of bounds on the sideline. To Mammoth Spring. Ricocheted hard off the front of the rim. Someone from Hillcrest got a hand on it, and it went out of bounds. 48-36, 4:41 left to play. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Skaggs picks up the dribble and had it stolen by Baxter. Baxter to the basket, can't get to go. Skaggs with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Kylie Baxter. Just the third foul on the Lady Eagles and the first on Baxter. Inbound play here, full court pressure from the Lady Eagles. Up the floor, Crow to Graves. Chevelle pushes it up the floor, and her bounce pass is behind Upton and out of bounds. They said somebody from Hillcrest got a finger on it, though. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Sarah Crow will throw the ball in here on the sideline on the Lady Bear bench. Gives it in to Graves, out to Skaggs. Down on the baseline, corner jumper on the way, a three-pointer for Shelby Vangenhoven. And that might have just about put it away. That's a 15-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears on defense now, shot up by Jones. It's blocked by Crow and out of bounds. It belonged to Mammoth Spring. No, I'm sorry, Barton belonged to Hillcrest. Inbound play. Howard turns, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Sarah Crow. Bears quickly back the other way. Leading by 15, 51-36. Vangenhoven has it on the wing. She's looking inside. One dribble comes back out to Crow. Around to Skaggs. to Crow. Back out to Graves. Three-pointer on the way is good. Chevelle Graves. Now the Lady Bears starting to pull away. For Chevelle, that's 14. Timeout taken, 54-36, 18-point Bear lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. 3:29 left to play here in the Senior Girls Contest. Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest. And Mammoth Spring. And there was some confusion on whose basketball it was. And the referee laid the ball down on the sideline. Mammoth Spring sprinted over to get it. And the coach for Hillcrest started yelling, "It's our ball." And they blew the whistle and Hillcrest has the basketball. Emerson with the basketball. She tried to go inside. It's stolen by Crow. She'll give it off to Skaggs. Lady Bears in no hurry here, leading by 18. Up the floor to Vangenhoven. Shelby, high post to Upton. Upton turns, goes to basket, gives a nice little no-look pass into Crow. And Sarah gets the easy two. She's got 9 points now in the ball game. Lady Bears with a 20-point lead now. Good defense down on the baseline. They cut off the drive, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Meisner. So the Lady Eagles turn it over with 2:52 to play. 56-36, Mammoth Spring leading by 20. Sarah Crow will give the ball over to Vangenhoven. She'll cross half court on the dribble to Crow. Nice pass underneath to Megan Upton. Well, they are working that. That play there from the high post down to the low post, doing a great job taking turns there with Megan and Sarah both playing the post or playing the high post and finding the other one down low. Shot up after the steal by Graves is good. The Lady Bears now putting this one away. They lead it by 24, 60-36. This was a 10-point ball game just a couple of minutes ago. Shot on the way by Howard is good. Emma Howard. Her third field goal, she's got six. Mammoth Spring with 2:06 to play, leading 60-38, 22-point lead. On the dribble, Lauren Skaggs will cross half court. With the basketball, gives it over to Graves. Graves to Skaggs. Lady Bears with the basketball, the count is on. Lauren will back it back out, get away from the defender and break the count. Nice pass inside to Crow, and that's going to be a charge on Sarah. She couldn't stop. Good idea, though. She had a teammate wide open out along the three-point line. She tried to get it out to her, but she continued right into the defender and called for the charge. 1:35 left to play. With the basketball, Baxter out to Jones. Jones will fire the three. That's no good. Crow with the rebound. Sarah's triple team loses the ball loose on the floor, diving after it. And they're going to say it is Hillcrest basketball. The Lady Bears were on the end line. Megan Upton going to come out of the ball game. She'll finish with 26 points. Sarah Crow also coming out. She finishes with 9. And those two really work well together. From the high post down to the low post, they did that all night long. Howard with a jumper. She's got 8 points. And the lead's down to 20 now, 60-40, but only a minute 12 left to play. Lady Bears going to get this victory, the final conference win here of the season as they get ready for district play, beginning here in a little over a week. With the basketball, Shelby Vangenhoven will bring it all the way back outside. Referee's counting. Shelby turns with the basketball, and Emerson was waiting. Made the steal, goes to basket, and that's going to be a foul on Vangenhoven. Shelby picks up her third with 50.8 seconds left to play. And Emerson will go to the free throw line. Molly Emerson, she's had a nice game. She's got 14. Baxter also has 14. They're two leading scorers. Missed the first one, so she'll set for the second here. That's a couple of dribbles. The shot is on the way, and it's good. Emerson with 15 now. And the lead's down to 19 at 60-41. Mammoth Spring in no hurry here. 43 seconds left to play in the ball game. Skaggs on the dribble. She's going to give it to Smith. Smith looking inside. She had Graves, but the pass a little soft, and it was knocked out of bounds by the Lady Eagles. Vangenhoven will trigger the ball in. Shelby brings it in to Graves. Chevelle with a basketball goes around. Baxter all the way at the basket. Had the shot blocked, picked up by Meisner, and then thrown away, picked up by Vangenhoven. Shelby drives in, dribbles back out. 22 seconds. Gives it off to Skaggs. Lady Bears. We've got content here just to hold it. Let this clock run. Vangenhoven with the basketball. Off to Skaggs. That's going to do it. Final score, 60-41. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the victory here over the Hillcrest Lady Eagles. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.